As a business owner, I get just an absolute ton of emails, like just on a daily basis. And I'm sure the people that you're trying to reach would say the same thing. And I noticed a few things that I want to share with you. Number one, pretty much all the sales emails that I receive sound the same. The next thing, and this to me might be one of the most important takeaways of this message, there is this tactic that I notice just a large majority of sales reps trying to contact me doing. And what they're doing is they're taking the same exact email that they sent to me and they're forwarding it from their sent file. And they're just, you know, dressing it up with something fresh, like wanted to give this a bump to the top of your inbox, haven't heard back from you, you know, even like thoughts or whatever. And I think they're failing to realize that basically they keep sending the same email. And now it gets worse because they're not just doing this once. I'm noticing that, okay, they're sending the original message, then they're forwarding it to me another 2 to 3 times. So that's something right there that's coming across as just very, very typical. And then the final thing that I'm noticing is that a lot of sales reps will email me once with the same, again, very, very typical type of sales email. Then waiting it out, they're not forwarding it again, but they're basically sending the same email to me again. And it's kind of funny because it seems like everybody is kind of playing out of the same sales email playbook. And if you're a buyer and you're a decision maker and you're getting lots and lots and lots of these emails each and every day, here's what happens. You become numb to salespeople, which is just a really shitty place for you and I to be in as sales professionals, right? People are not going to hear you out. What's going to happen is they're going to make a snap decision. And if that email is typical and boring and it just starts going down the same old road, what's going to happen? They're going to move on to the next email, and your email is going into the land of the disregarded and deleted. Again, not a great place for you and I to be in. You really need to have, folks, an arsenal of sales emails. Now, you don't have to have 50,000 emails, but I can tell you, and I want you to do just like a little like gut check here, a little reality check. I want you to kind of answer this question. Don't answer it out loud, because if you do it at work, people are going to think, man, like why the hell is this person talking to themselves, right? They're going to give you that random drug test. But I just want you to kind of answer this question. How many different types of sales emails do you have in your arsenal? And I can tell you right now, if you're like the people who are emailing me, and these are all different people, it's not the same person over and over again. I've owned my business now since 2011, going on 7 years. I've had hundreds of sales reps trying to sell me something. If you're like them, you probably have maybe 2 or 3, but you probably just have one. And many times, you might not even have one. You're just kind of winging it as you go along. And that, again, not a good place for you to be in. The thing I want to remind you of is that for the last few weeks, I've been throwing all kinds of ideas for you to change up your messaging and avoid some of these big mistakes. I mean, it's real easy for a guy like me who writes blogs and tries to like position himself as a sales thought leader. It's real easy for us to sit here and make fun of salespeople and everything else. What I've been trying to do is actually show you what a better sales email would look like and give you things to avoid and things to do and all that so that you can start creating an arsenal. Now, number one, if you haven't done some of those things, you know, I would really encourage you to apply some of the tips that I've been sharing over on yoursalesplaybook.com as well as over here on my podcast. But here's something else. I've also been talking about a webinar that's going to be coming up, actually going to be coming up tomorrow, December 21st at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I can tell you that I've had some really popular webinars, right? Like my cold calling ones are really, really popular. The ones on closing the deal, really popular, where I'll have hundreds of people coming into these webinars. This particular webinar, I ran one other time in August, and I'm telling you, it beat the hell out of all the other webinars, even my top ones. This obviously is a subject that you guys are interested in. Your peers are jumping on board, and they're learning how to send a better email. Now, this webinar that I'm going to be doing tomorrow, it's called 20 Emails That Get Opened, Read, and Responded To. And what makes this different than typical webinars that are out there is that I'm actually going to not only like walk you through it and share a bunch of tips with you, but I'm going to give you 20 sales email templates that I've personally tested. So I use them in my sales efforts as well. So this isn't going to be theory and a bunch of philosophical stuff and a bunch of rah-rah and me pretending like I'm like Tony Robbins on this webinar. It's we get down to business. I share a four-step messaging framework that not only works like a charm, by the way, with regard to emails. You can use it anywhere where you're trying to get in front of a potential client. So if you use LinkedIn, you can use it over on LinkedIn. If you're like me and you still believe in the cold call, you can use it like as part of like crafting your opening statement. You can use it for voicemails. So it's going to be very valuable for you, even beyond the context of sending emails. So we're going to start with that. I'm going to share, it's probably going to be a good 50 tips during the webinar. And then I'm going to send you on your way with 20 of these sales email templates. So if you're like most of the people who are out there, and maybe you have like one type of email that you send a potential client, and you want to start sounding a little bit different, and you want to like expand your whole email repertoire, if you will. That's a big word for me, by the way. I had to look that up on my Word a Day calendar just to kind of put that out there. I would highly recommend that you come join us tomorrow. Let me tell you some of the emails we're going to talk about. I actually had, and this, like I said, there's 20 of them, so I'm not going to go through all 20 of them, but there are actually two emails. Just there would be worth the price of admission for you to come join us. But there are two emails that I send out that generate an absolute sick amount of appointments each and every week. There's another email that I'm going to teach you where we're using a friendly form, and I want to emphasize this, a friendly form of peer pressure. So again, we're going to be using some psychology here, and it just works so well when you're approaching a potential client. We're going to talk about, in fact, I have one email alone that it's an intro email, which a lot of us use, right? Because we're constantly trying to get in front of new opportunities. I have one intro email that just that one email has 30 different variations that you can use. And I'm not counting that as like the whole webinar, just so you know. It's just one type of email that has all these different variations. We're going to talk about emails that are going to help position you as somebody who really knows what they're talking about, because people like buy us before they buy the company and the widget and the solution. So it's a really cool email that'll work very, very, very well there. We're going to also talk about a concept called the reverse call to action. It's very, very different than what your recipients are used to getting from sales reps. And I really think in sales, if we can interrupt the pattern and we can do something different without being crazy or nutty or just like, you know, like an ass, it can really get people to stop and pause and hear us out. So we'll be talking about that as well. And we'll also talk about, I call them evidence emails, where you're using these, again, to build up your credibility, reduce doubt, and really underscore your ability to help them. So I think that's pretty important too. And like I said, there's going to be just 20 different emails that I'm going to share. And of course, at the end of the webinar or after the webinar, I do two things, just so you know. I always send out the webinar replay, usually within an hour of when we completed. And so you'll get that webinar replay tomorrow, December 21st. And then within 24 hours on Friday the 22nd, I'll be sending out my personal file with 20 sales email templates for you. Now, if you're listening to this right now, and you're saying, oh man, I just can't make it on the 21st, Castain, but I really like this idea, I would encourage you to sign up anyway. Or if you're listening to this right now and you're like, oh, great, Castain, here it is. It's like, you know, January like 3rd, I'm just getting around to, you know, I've been busy and all this for the holidays. I'm just getting around to doing this now. And like, you know, that ship sailed, like WTF, Castain. Right, I almost said the word. That's why there was some hesitation there. And we're not quite ready to kind of delve into the F word yet on this podcast. But either way, I would encourage you, even if you have something going tomorrow or you hear this after the 21st, sign up anyway, and you'll get the webinar replay. You'll get the templates. And if you're at all thinking that, yeah, but we don't have the ability to ask you questions because the webinar won't be going on, one thing, again, because I really think sales is about difference and giving people a different experience, that you're not just, like in my case, another sales trainer, another, you know, schmuck doing a webinar. One of the things that I really pride myself in with the webinars that I do is that I'm also available after the webinar. So it's not going to be just like when the meter's running, I'm going to give a shit about you. And then afterwards, it's like Castain has left with your money. He's off in Vegas and like just like getting hammered drunk and having a good time. Although that really does sound pretty damn appealing, I gotta be honest with you. But Mrs. Uncle Paul wouldn't like that. But the deal is with my webinars is that not only will I answer questions to all those who are there with us live, but after the fact, if you have questions that are webinar related, if you shoot me an email, I always give my contact information. I'm there for you. So here's the link, folks. I mean, we're really at the shit or get off the pot stage of the sales cycle right now. And if this is something that you'd like to learn a little bit more about, and like, again, you know, time is ticking. So it's like, if you want to sign up, now's the time. I want you to go to yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyouremail. Let me say it again. yoursalesplaybook.com/rockyouremail, all lowercase. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I'm hoping you'll come join me. I'm looking forward to learning with you tomorrow or in the recorded version of what we're going to be doing tomorrow. Talk to you guys soon. Take care.